Hello, my name is Rebecca. I'm your emergency physician. You have been in a car crash, and I'm going to take care of you now. Can you please open your eyes for me? Patient is not responsive to speech. I am going to touch you. Patient responds to touch stimulus with untargeted defense movement. Patient's airway and breathing is intact. I'm going to check your pulse now. Patient has an accelerated heart rate. Recap time is fine. How's the blood pressure? Good. We'll have to check him on internal bleeding and fractures then. Okay, patient's eyes are beautiful. Pupillary reflex is intact. How's his blood sugar? Good. I can't see any obvious injuries. Pelvis is fine. He's stable for now. I don't need to intubate. Let's get him in the ambulance and to the emergency room. Yeah, he's waking up. I'm coming. Hey, you're going to be fine. I am taking good care of you. Am I your guardian angel? I'll take it, but you can thank me later, okay? Just try to stay calm. We're getting you to the next emergency room. Are you in any pain? Okay, we'll give you some meds. Is this a dream? I wish for you that it was, sweetheart, but don't worry. I'm here for you. We're at the emergency trauma room now, and we're gonna do a full body CT scan. No, I'm not going. I'll be staying here with you. My shift is over anyway. I won't have to go on the road again. Don't be afraid. For now, everything looks fine. You feel dizzy? Oh, okay. No, I don't mind holding your hand. Actually, your touch feels kind of familiar. You fell asleep again. It's probably the meds kicking in. What is it about you? My heart is pounding, my belly's tingly, and this warmth in my chest. Okay, focus. This is your patient, and you have to take care of him. Alright, the CT is fine. Can you help me transfer this patient? He's stable, but the accident was bad, so we need to monitor him for 2 days at the ICU. Thank you. Yeah, my shift is over, but I'll stay for a bit. We couldn't reach any of his family or friends. Yeah, I know. I won't stay for too long. But there's something about him. I need to do this. You're awake? How are you? Any pain? That's good. We checked you thoroughly. You seem to be fine, but if anything's bothering you, please let us know, okay? You are in the ICU now. That's just the infusion needle. I think the liquid is already all in your bodies, so I can detach the bottle for you. Here, wait just a second. Just need to lean a bit over you like this. There you go. Oh, your eyes are so piercing and deep. Do we possibly know each other? No? Maybe from another life. Listen, maybe we need to check your head again. You were gone for quite a while. Do you remember anything? There was a guardian angel? Okay. What did she look like? She had the same hair as me, the same lips as well. Same voice, even. What did she say? That she loved you and she'll protect you. It seems as if you really are protected, sweetheart. Most people would not have survived a crash like this. And you don't even have a scratch. I'm very happy about that. You're grateful the accident took place? Why is that? Otherwise you wouldn't have met me. Are you aware that you sound as if you've maybe hit your head a little too hard? Why am I still here, even though my shift is over? Yeah, I'm blushing. Thank you for pointing it out. That helps a lot. I just felt like I needed to stay. So maybe my reality's also extended. Beyond my shift, at least. No, I don't usually do this for patients. Hey, since we're talking about reality, did your accident give you a new perspective on reality? One of those near-death experiences. Wow, I see. What is it that is so important to you now? Love, unity, and truth. You seem pretty clear about that. I have to admit, those are not the values which are common in the reality we currently live in. But when you say that, it radiates from you. I can feel it, what you say. I have never met a person like that before. You think that I did? How would you know that? Because you're talking about me. Look, I don't know what's happening right now. And I don't know what to do. And not knowing what to do, that's a doctor's worst nightmare. Just hug you. Okay. It feels like home. I just won't try to understand it, okay? I have to go, sweetheart, but I'll be here again in the morning. Make sure that you're resting, alright? Have sweet dreams, my lovely dreamer.